bring that, and then, okay. We are on Lama Tetzlama Beis. If you remember, we were smack in the middle of a sugya about, who was here yesterday, about, what were we talking about yesterday? Very good, Nesrei and Shvius, right? I did leave with a cliffhanger, right? Why? The Mishnah says that we don't pay for Nesrei and Shvius, right? We pay for Lulav Hadassim and Aravos. Why? Very good, they're not food. Thank you. They're not food, they don't have Gushas Shvius, and therefore, you can pay for them. Can't pay for the Esrog, because it is food, it does have Gushas Shvius, and therefore you can't buy it. And then the Gemara started talking about what do you do if you're meant to, if Becholzot you have to buy an Esrog. So the Gemara says being Mavaliya, literally swallowing the cost of the Esrog in the Lulav, meaning you pay more for the Lulav than de facto you pay for the Esrog, but you're not actually formally paying for the Esrog. Right, that's one way of getting around it. And then it starts talking about how, why? Because you're not meant to buy shvius from an Amar Oretz more than the amount of money that's spent on three meals.
Yes.
But if you do that, the Amar Oretz will save the money instead of using it for food, which is what he's meant to do. Right? And we asked, what was the question that we ended off on?
Can you even sell it at all?
Yeah. Mapitom, you've all been told already that paying for per shvius is asur. Right? Therefore, the Gemara then says, where does all of this apply? Meaning, if the Amma Oretz found Pirashvitz, which were Hefker, a Hefker escrotry, that a thing that doesn't exist, at Kamashi Adulib, is it too valuable? But okay, he found a Hefker escrotry, right? And he harvested those Esrogim,
which is a map,
and then he sold them.
So why can't we? Why do we have to do all this fancy stuff?
No, so still you're not meant to pay him more than more, because paying for a shvius is the money takes on the kedusha shvius itself, and that means you have to use it to pay food. And Amaris might not realize that because he's not very knowledgeable, and so he'll end up using the money for something else or saving it instead of paying for food.
Think
right?
A tree doesn't
fall under the shvius. No, of course it does. It's still kedusha shvius. It's just there's no problem with harvesting it.
But inflating the value.
Or for paying for it. Now, note, what is paying for its fruits? Now, note, when we're talking about a Hefker tree in Shrius, that means? Yes, any tree. Meaning, any tree which is not actually being actively guarded. Right? If you're doing what you're actually meant to do.
So, basically, this oak just went to a random tree. Chapped a few chogim and sold them.
Yep.
And that's completely rot.
Mutter lecha chila. By the way, why would you not do that these days? Because what do we usually do these days? One of two things.
Or it's a based.
Or that thing that that thing that must not be named.
Yes, that's what it's naming.
Yeah. Peter Mechira, right? Because Peter Mechira is Badai Asami Kurdin the called Ethner. Right. whatever you hold on Peter Mechira, right? Melundus is very simple. Peter Mechira, one of the things. One of the many things that both Heter Mechira and Otzer Bezdin allow you to do is to guard the field and prevent somebody from just taking stuff. Because Otzer Bezdin doesn't have a mitzvah to be mafkir perestrius, and a goy doesn't have a mitzvah to be mafkir perestrius. It's only if it's the property of a Jew. Okay. Fine.
So you can harvest, but you can't take care of it.
Yeah, pachori oter, if it's your field. Right, or if it's a field owned by a Jew. Okay. But if we're talking about lekeach min ha-meshumar, right? We're talking about you bought pirish shvius, which were meshumar. Somebody was guarding them. They weren't allowing just about anybody to take. Aser. But then already you can't. Basically, if he said, massive rav sheit. By the way, the reason why it's asur is because since he wasn't mafkir, aniim can't come and take the food. And Pasuk says that that's the ikar point of hefker and shvius. That the aniim, right? That the aniim can come and eat for free. Therefore, since he's not eating anybody, just take. Then there's a knas that he can't get any benefit from those fruits either. Okay, right. Massive Rav Sheshes responds to this. Is it true, really true, that you're not allowed to pay an Amar? It's more than three meals worth of food if it's minamufkar. Meaning, if he obeyed Hilchas Shvius, he did the right thing, and now he's selling the fruits that he harvested min hamufkar from hefker trees, the trees that anybody's allowed has access to, right? Is it true that you're not allowed to give him more than 3 sa'udis worth of money? Veramini. And we have a contradiction. Ha-pegam, ve-ha-yarbuzin, ve-ha-shitim, ve-ha-laglogois, ve-ha-kuspar she-beharim, ve-ha-karpas she-beneharis, ve-ha-garkir shel-efer, turim min ha-maikzer, ve-nikchim mikol adam b'shviz, lefi she-ein kayoitzei bohen nishmar. We basically have a list of vegetables, plants of various sorts, right? Pegam is something that Rashi calls ruda. I have no idea what that is. Right? The yarbuzim. Again, I don't know what most of these things are, right? Right? The kuspar, which grows in the mountains, which is a different breed to the one that people cultivate, right? Or karpas. Karpas is some sort of leafy vegetable. Right? But they were clearly talking about a specific vegetable. Right? Something. Right? The important thing, k'turim in a maaser, they're not, those things are automatically part from maaser. You don't have to be choshesh that they're tama, you don't have to worry about, you have to be mafresh shomet. No. Why? Right? V'nikhim o'kol adam shviz, and you can buy them from absolutely anybody during shviz. L'fisha en kayotze b'hen nishmar. No, because nobody, they're not harvested. Right, these are not things that are grown in a farm and then harvested. People just run around and find them and sort of take them. So if somebody tries to sell them to you, maybe mutter, because you know that they weren't in his field. Right, so something which is not nishmar is hefker, so it's potter from meiser. Hefker is potter from meiser, right? And there's no chashash that it came from a field which was being guarded, they weren't allowing people to access, because nobody, it still has to shashriyas, but anybody can access it, it's hefker, so no worries. Right. What is the disagreement? Why is...
Because it doesn't give a limit on how much you can buy it.
Sorry?
It seems you can buy it for whatever crops.
Okay, so the order is two problems. A, it doesn't say a limit, and B, it implies that other things you wouldn't be able to buy from just anybody, but there might be minimum shomer. Right? Right, he raised this objection and then he dealt with it. Bichdi min shanu. They didn't say a limit, but that's because that wasn't the topic of the brisa. The topic of the brisa was saying you can buy these fruits from absolutely anybody. It wasn't saying how much money you can spend. How much money you can spend is a separate question. V'chein amar Rabba Bar Rabbanan amar Yochanan b'chdi min shanu, and Rabba Bar Rabbanan said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the same thing. My mashma dehai min, that the lishna de mezoinehu. How do you know that the word min here, or man, means mozoin, means food? Right, b'chdi min, it was teaching you the food types. So how do you know that that's what that word means? That's not a Hebrew word, right? Dichsiv v'yamein lahem amelech v'goymer. But in fact, the pasuk does say that the pasuk does use that word to mean food. Vayiman lahem hamelech varyoyim beyoyimoy mipas bag hamelech umiyayin umishtav ugadlam shanim shalosh miktasam yamdu lifne hamelech. Where from Tanakh is that?
Daniel.
Very good.
Daniel Aleph.
Sorry?
Daniel Lot.
Oh, what's a bummer. Well done, Gidon.
I know Daniel.
I'm sure that's exactly how you got there. Okay. Then the Gemara says, hachi lulav nami. Right? That you shouldn't pay. You shouldn't pay for the lulav, and we're assuming here that the lulav should have shviyas applied to it, and we're going to have to explain why later on. Lulav bar shishis and niklas shvizu. We're talking about lulav that came from shishis. That came from the previous year. Esrog nami bas shis and niklas shvizi. An esrog that you harvested right before sukkahs is also going to not have dusha shvizu for the same reason. It's going to be from shishis that came into shvizu. Right? So esrog basar lekita aslina. No. Esrog, we don't assume. The background, right? It said that the Esrig also could be from the 6th year going into and perhaps the rather beginning of 7th year. In which case it's an Esrig that grew in the 6th year, in which case it shouldn't be Chayav in Shvi'ez. It shouldn't
just
have
like
Kusha Shvi'ez.
Because the Lulav is assumably grown in the 6th and sold in the 7th.
If it's harvested in the 7th, but it grew mostly in the 6th, then that wouldn't be a problem. That's the argument here, right? We're going to have to talk about why Lulav is Chayav in Shvi'ez at all, right? That's a question later on the Gemara. Okay? What? Yeah. Soon, and next time, next off, very soon. So then the background, it says Esrog Basu Lekitas Linam. Before I translate it, I'm going to explain the background to the comment, right? We have basically two ways of determining what year a vegetable or fruit belongs to, right? You can say it goes Basu Lekita, meaning the determination of which year it belongs to is based on when it was harvested. Right, so if it's there, it was harvested in Shvi'ez, it's Shvi'ez. And if it was harvested in the first year of the Shvi'ez cycle, then it's in the first year. Nafka mina for...
You live in the Maser.
Very good. Maser Ani or Maser Sheni. Right, Maser Ani is the first, second, fourth, and fifth year. Maser Sheni is the third and the sixth year. Right, so you can assess which year it belongs to based on...
Harvest.
Maser Ani is...
First, second, fourth, and fifth.
So,
At least I don't think it is.
Maser Ani is third and sixth, and Maser Sheni is the rest.
Let's check. It's checkable. I will gladly admit that I'm wrong if I am in fact wrong.
I could be wrong. I thought it was the other way around.
I get it. I am checking right now. We will know in 1 minute.
Sheni's definitely first and second.
Really?
What?
Yeah, Maser Sheni's first and second, fourth and fifth.
Sixth,
seventh.
And Ani is third and sixth.
Oh, you're right. My bad. My apologies. Maester Ani is third and sixth, and Maester Sheni is first, second, fourth, and fifth. Thank you. So that's enough to me enough to start determining whether it's when it's first year, second year, whatever, right? The second way you can deal with it is when did it ripen? Right, let's call Basar Chanata. Right, and the fruit ripen. That might mean when the fruit only reaches a third of its ripeness. I don't want to go into the details of when exactly it's determined that a fruit has ripened. Probably means about a third, but that's later. Big Machlok has shown him how we read the Mishnah right at the beginning of the first paragraph of Maestros. I understand if you're interested. Right? That means that the assessment will make significantly before it's harvested. Right? So if the lulav, the argument is as follows. Usually with fruits we go Basar Chanata. We assess the year it belongs to based on when it ripens. With vegetables, we'll assess when it belongs to based on when it is harvested. Yeah? Therefore, right?
How does it make sense logically?
So the Gemara says because vegetables sort of keep going for a very, very long time / forever more or less until they just rot in the field. Right? Fruits don't grow forever. As vegetables, it's not a meaningful concept when they're ripe. They'll keep ripening. So they says Esrog Basar Lekitas Linan. The Esrog says the Gemara. The assumption behind the question was that since a lulav grows on a tree, it'll be assessed like a fruit, and therefore it belongs to the year when it ripened. Meaning, if we're right at the beginning of Shvi'ez, then which year does it belong to?
Shvi'ez,
right? But an Esrog that'll be true of as well. But it's also a fruit, right? Fine, exactly. So the Gemara says no Esrog Basar Lekitas Linan. The Esrog is like a vegetable, it's Basar Lekita.
Because it grows from year to year, no?
What?
It grows from year to year.
How do you learn Mara Shana?
I don't know.
Esrog Goddel Al Komaim. I remember we discussed this.
Yeah.
Briefly.
All different types of water, it needs more water.
No, but it's less.
Esrog
Goddel Al Komaim means that it can even survive in rainwater.
Oh, right.
Right? If it's Godal al Rove Mayim, that means it needs lots of water, you need to irrigate it. If it's Godal al Kol Mayim, that means any water is good, means you can let it be watered by rain. So since it is watered like a vegetable, it has the same din for these purposes as a vegetable. Okay? So fine. V'had bein Rabban Gamliel v'ein Rabbi Eliezer le'inyan shvi'is esrei basar chanata azlinan. But wait, don't Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer both agree that when it comes to shvi'is, we'll assess it based on ripening and not based on when it's collected? Meaning, the argument is as follows, right? In Rosh Hashanah, right, we assume, like Rabban Gamliel, but I'm not remembering exactly. I think it's Rabban Gamliel that Basar Chanota Azlinan, that Esrog is Basar Likita Azlinan, is assessed based on when it's collected, right? That's when you assess when it's Chayav in Maaser. I think it's Rabban Gamliel. Whatever. There's a machlokes there. Which way does Esrog go? Right,
it says in the
but that's
here.
What? Oh, you're right. We're about to read it. Okay, so we'll see who's which there is which. I don't remember that exactly. Right. The point is that's in your maestros. They're saying that when it comes to shvius, they both agree that we go basar chanata, that we assess it based on ripening. So in which case, any lundas you say about which year the lulav belongs to is going to be true for the esrog as well. Right? So it says, disnaz that we have in the Mishnah, esrog shavale el mishlash adrachim liyarek v'derechad, esrog is similar to a fruit. A fruit that grows on a tree in three ways, and it's similar to a vegetable which grows straight out of the ground in one way. Shavale ilan b'shleish adrochnim, the orla revay l'shvi'is. It's chayev. It's similar to a fruit tree in three ways. Firstly, it has a din of orla. Right? How do we know an esrog has a din of orla? Right? Up until we've already. How do we already know? We've already found out an esrog has a din of orla.
Because of the Mishnah, no?
Very good, the Mishnah says an Esrog which has Orla, it cannot be used. Okay, right. Revai, it's Chayev in Netar Revai, meaning, what's Netar Revai, does anybody know?
It's the fourth year to go to Jerusalem.
Very good. After the 3 years of Orla, in the fourth year you take the fruit to Yerushalayim and either there, or you pay basically money for the first fruit. You set that money for the year of that year, set it aside, and take the money to Yerushalayim and spend it on food in Yerushalayim and eat it there. You can spend it on any food except for water and salt. You can especially spend it on karbanis, which is interesting. Okay.
It's like Master Shani, but it's just...
I know what it is, but is that what you're
talking about? Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's Netaravai. Netaravai has the same dinim as Master Shani. Okay. Uli Yerek Bederech Echad, and also it's similar to a fruit for Shvi'is. What does it mean, similar to a fruit for Shvi'is? Presumably Basar Chanata, right, that it's based on ripening. Uli Yerek Bederech Echad, and similar to a vegetable in one way, Shebishas Lekitosa Yisuri Divrei Rav Gamliel. I've got it right. Right? And it's similar to a vegetable that we assess the Chiyuv of Maiser, how much Maiser you have to take, based on when it's harvested, not based on when it ripens. That's the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, and that's what we passed along. Rabbi Eliezer Meir, Esrog Shavu Ilan Lechol Davar. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a fruit! What are you talking about?
So that disagrees with what we just said in the Gemara previously.
Well, that seems to imply that Esrog Basar Lekitasa, Beki Basar Lekitasa Nazlinam, is not true for Shvi'is. Right? In which case, if you can say the Lulav is from Shishis going into Shvi'is, also say the esrog is from shishis going into shvius.
So it's ripening now.
Right? In which case it doesn't have kedusha. By the way, presumably you can also do the opposite, right? All of going from shvius is shminis, yeah. And esrog going from shvius.
Does esrog ripen every year?
No, an esrog ripens over 3 years.
So why can you assume that from the 6th year, that it was from the 6th year?
Well, if you pluck it in the 7th year, you knew it would go with the 4th, 5th, 6th.
Maybe you know that the esrog...
Oh, because if you pluck it, it has to be ripened.
Maybe the esrog is from that. I don't know exactly how we assess ripeness of esrog. Like I said, it's a slightly complicated topic. How we assess ripeness in fruits, or an extremely complicated topic. And secondly, and what's the point? Maybe you just noted this esrog ripened in the 6th year. Or in the 5th year or the 4th year would be fine as well. Like, it's not, that's not a problem.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, we will continue tomorrow.
Yeah.